Taking a minute here to get my stuff together. Good morning.
It's on.
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴你可以再次跟我们在一起。
I think it's been a while.
我觉得可能一阵子了。
And I will apologize in advance to my interpreter because we didn't get a chance to go over this.
我事先跟我的翻译来道歉, 因为我们之前没有一起来把全部走一遍。
Today is the first Sunday in Advent.
今天是Advent的第一个星期日。
Advent is the traditional season where Christians prepare themselves for the birth of Jesus.
Advent是基督徒预备耶稣诞生的一个节庆。
It's four Sundays before Christmas.
它是四个在圣诞节前四个星期日。
And so the reason that I chose this sermon today is because this is the first Sunday of Advent, so Christmas is appropriate.
我选这个主题的原因是因为我们这个是圣诞节的前四个星期日。
Let me ask this. How many of you have been here more than 4 years?
你们当中有谁已经在这边超过四年了?
Some of you? Okay. Well, I should give you a quiz because I preached this sermon 4 years ago.
所以我应该要给你们考一下，因为我只四年前讲过这一篇道。
In one sense, I hope you remember it. In another sense, I hope you don't.
有一方面我希望你们记得，另一方面我不希望。
I did make a few changes.
我是有做一些改变。And
I have a PowerPoint now. I didn't do that before.
我现在有一个 PowerPoint， 我之前没有。
But this is really an important thing for us to be thinking about is what is the Christmas season really all about?
圣诞节的真意到底是什么？这是非常重要，我们要来想一想。
We could get the next slide, please.
下一页。
I'm not going to reread this because we just did a moment ago, but to me, this passage in Philippians 2 is probably the most Christmas passage in the Bible.
我们来重念一次，虽然说我们刚念过了，对于我来说，这一段 腓立比书是最带有圣诞节意义的一个书在整个圣经里面。It
doesn't tell us the story of Jesus' birth necessarily.
它没有绝对的就跟我们讲耶稣的诞生。And
it tells us nothing about the wise men and the shepherds and the angels.
它没有跟我们讲那些牧羊人、天使。But
it tells us about the essential act of God becoming man.
但他跟我们讲，最基本的神，他变成人。It
tells us about what Jesus was willing to do in coming to earth and living among us.
他跟我们讲，耶稣愿意付上什么代价，变成人，住在我们当中。And
so as we look at this passage this morning, think of it in terms of an introduction to Christmas.
这当我们看这一个章节的时候，让我们想想，用圣诞节的角度来想。So
next slide, please.
下一张。
How many of you have been to Brooklyn, New York?
你们当中有几个人去过 Brooklyn, 在纽约?
Well, this is a story I'm going to tell you took place in Brooklyn in 1954.
现在我有一个在 Brooklyn 在1954年的故事要告诉大家。
That was 9 years after World War II ended.
那是在二战结束九年之后。
And so keep the setting in mind and the time in mind as I tell you this story.
所以, 当我跟你们讲这个故事的时候，把这个环境、这个时间记在心里。It's
a true story, and if you want to look it up, it was in a 1954 Reader's Digest.
这是一个真实的故事，如果你们想要知道的话，你们可以 读1954年的读者文摘。
But a brand new pastor and his wife were assigned to their first ministry.
一个很新的牧师跟他的太太 被分到一个
They were going to reopen a church in Brooklyn that had been closed for some time.
他们要在Brooklyn这个地方重新开始一个已经被关闭的教会。
And when they arrived in the city, they found the building was very run down.
当他们到达这个城市的时候，他们发现这个教会建筑非常的旧。
But they arrived in October and they made Christmas, the first service to be Christmas Eve as their goal.
他们在十月到，然后他们希望第一个聚会可以就像第一个聚会可以是在圣诞节前夕。
So they worked really hard repairing the pews.
所以他们工作非常勤劳，他们修教会的椅子。
They plastered the walls and painted them.
他们修理教会的墙壁。
And on December 18th, they were well ahead of their schedule.
在12月18之后，他们就远远的超过他们计划。
However, on December 19th, they had one of the hardest rainstorms the city had known.
他们19号的时候，他们就有有史以来最大的一个暴风雨。
And the roof leaked.
然后他们的屋顶就漏水了。
And the water ran down the back wall, right behind the pulpit.
他们的讲台后面的墙壁就漏水了。
And a huge piece of plaster, about 6 feet long by 8 feet wide, fell out.
很大的一块板子，有六英寸大的板子就掉下来。
So when the pastor came over to the church the next day and he saw what had happened, he was heartbroken.
所以当这个牧师第二天来到这教会，看到这个情形，他心就很受伤。
He thought sure they would have to cancel the service.
他觉得我们肯定要结束这个聚会。
But he cleaned up the mess on the floor.
但他清一下地板的脏物。
And as he was walking back to his house, he noticed that there was a Christmas market going on the street.
但当他要走回去他的家的时候，他发现路上有一个圣诞节的市集。
So they were having all these sales, and people were trying to make extra money for Christmas.
你看，就是很多人在那边卖东西，希望可以得到圣诞节的一些钱。
But in one of the little shops they had, there was a old used types of things were being sold, and he liked antiques.
然后他就发现一些小摊位有一些各样的小古董或小玩意儿，他喜欢那些东西。
So when he went in, he saw this beautiful ivory tablecloth.
当他进了这个一个摊贩的时候，他发现一个很漂亮的象牙色的桌布。
It was obviously handmade, and there was a large cross right in the middle of it.
非常显然这是一个手工做的，然后上面有一个十字架吊在这个布上面。
He couldn't believe his luck.
他不相信他的运气。
Because it seemed to be just about the size of the hole in the wall behind the pulpit.
因为看起来这个大小，这块布的大小就像那个讲台后面的那个大洞一样。
So he bought it and he headed back to the church to nail it up and see if it would fit.
所以他就买了这块布，然后带回去教会，把它钉在墙壁上，看可不可以合身。
By this time it had started to snow.
但这个时候开始下雪了。
And as he's walking back to the church, he sees this older woman running to catch a bus, and she missed it.
当他在这个时候，他看到一个比较年长的女人，她尝试赶公车，然后她没有赶上。
And he knew this particular bus only ran every 45 minutes.
他知道这一类的公车45分钟才一班。
So he invited the woman to come inside the church building to keep warm while she waited for the next bus.
所以他邀请这个女子来进到教会，等一下来保持温暖，来这样等公车。
So she sat down in one of the back pews and really paid no attention to what was going on.
所以她坐在最后几排的椅子上，她完全没有专注在教会发生什么事情。
So the pastor got a ladder and he got up on it and he began to nail up this beautiful handmade tablecloth.
所以这个牧师他就上了梯子，然后开始把漂亮的桌布就贴在墙上。
He could hardly believe how beautiful it looked.
他完全无法相信这个布是多么的漂亮。
And it covered up the area so well you couldn't even tell there'd been any damage.
这块布把那个被破坏的地方遮得非常好，你完全不能看到有任何地方有破坏。
But then he noticed the woman walking down the aisle towards the pulpit.
但他开始发现这个女子她慢慢的往讲台的方向走去。
And her face looked like she'd seen a ghost.
这位女子的脸，她看起来她看到鬼一样。
She said, "Pastor, where did you get that tablecloth?"
她说，牧师，你在哪边拿到这块桌布的？
So he said, I found it at the flea market, and that's where I got it.
这不是都说我在跳蚤市场找到的，这是为什么我有。
She asked him to look in the corner to see if there were three initials there, EBG.
这个女子就问牧师说，你可不可以看一下这个桌布的角上面有没有三个签字 EBG?
And sure enough, they were there.
完全有。
These were the initials of that woman, and this was a tablecloth that she had made 35 years ago in Austria.
这个就是那个女子的签字，这个女子35年前在奥地利亚做了这一块桌布。
So the woman explained that before World War II began, she and her husband had lived in Austria.
这个女子解释说，在二战开始前，她跟她的丈夫住在澳大利亚。
They were actually fairly well-to-do people before the Nazis came.
Sorry.
They were fairly wealthy.
他们是相当有钱的人，在纳粹来之前。
But when the Nazis came, lost my place here. Her husband realized they needed to leave in order to be safe, and so he sent her on ahead.
当纳粹来的时候，他的先生发现他们必须要立刻离开，所以他就让那位女子先离开。
He was going to join her in a week or so as soon as he could get out himself.
他的丈夫打算要跟他再次团圆，当他把事情处理好之后。
But on her way out of the country, she was arrested and sent to prison.
不过在那个女的要逃亡离开那个国家之前，她被抓了，而且被关进监狱里。
And she'd never seen her husband again.
然后那位女子再也没有见过她先生。
And they had lost everything.
所以他们就失去了一切。
So she came to the United States.
所以这位女子来到了美国。
And that's where she was now.
这就是她现在所在的地方。
Well, the pastor wanted to give her back the tablecloth.
这位牧师想要把这个桌布归回给那位女子。
And she said, no, she says, really, you should keep it. It really is, it's beautiful right where it's at.
这位女子拒绝，她说你必须要持续拥有这个桌布，它现在在这个地方非常漂亮。
But by this time, the pastor felt like he needed to do something for her.
不过在这个时候，这位牧师开始觉得他必须要为这个女子做某些事。
So he offered to drive her back to where she lived on Staten Island.
所以这位牧师就亲自邀请载这个女子回家。
It was about a 45-minute drive, but he felt like it was the least he could do.
回家回到 State Island, 这是大概45分钟的车程，不过他觉得这是他可以做的。
Especially since she was only in Brooklyn one day a week for a cleaning job that she did.
对啊，因为这个女子她在 Brooklyn 就是一个礼拜一次做一些清洁的工作。
Tragic story, isn't it?
这是一个很难过的故事。
I mean, it's hard to understand why things like that happen sometimes.
我们非常难理解为什么有些事情像这样的事情会发生。
And especially when things like that happen around Christmas time.
尤其是当这种事情在圣诞节前后发生。
Christmas is usually next slide, please.
下一张。
Christmas is usually a time when, you know, everyone's joyful and the world is at peace. At least that's what we think.
圣诞节通常是一个时间，大家都是很欢乐，然后世界和平。
But
至少我们是这样想的。
But obviously that's not the case.
但是显然的，这不是这样。
There's all kinds of bad things that are happening in the world.
很多不好的事情都在世界上发生。
Think of what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Syria with the attacking of ISIS.
想一下，在叙利亚，我们的弟兄姐妹都受到 ISIS 恐怖的攻击。
And you know, if you look and see what's happening in Africa with Boko Haram and the way that they're kidnapping little girls.
如果我们看一下在非洲有 Boko Haram 的恐怖攻击，他们绑架小女孩。
And they turn them into sex slaves.
然后他们把那些小女孩变成人口贩卖。
Or I think about North Korea, where Kim Jong-un has almost every Christian in the country imprisoned in a concentration camp.
想一下北韩把人都放在集中营里面， Kim Jong-un 是北韩的总统。
Or even here in the United States.
甚至在美国。
And with the recent riots that we've had in Ferguson, Missouri.
我们最近在 Ferguson, Missouri 这个地方有一个暴动。
And the fact that there's this clash between African Americans and the rest of the white culture.
事实上，非洲跟美国之间有不和。
So, you know, in working with students here at the U of I, I'm often asked this question: Where is God in the midst of all of this?
所以当我在跟 UFI 学生一同做事的时候，我常常被问到这个事情。
How can
神在这些事情当中吗？
How can he allow such kind of things to happen?
为什么神可以让这些事情发生？
And they're legitimate questions.
这是一个非常合理的问题。
But, can we get the next slide?
下一张。
Consider the reality of Christmas.
但是想一下圣诞节的想一下圣诞节的真意。
Well, the Christmas story itself has a joyful end in mind.
圣诞节
Well, the Christmas story has a very joyful, ultimately, a result.
因为圣诞节的故事都会有一个非常好的结局。
Christmas was hardly the situation in which Jesus was born was hardly a warm, fuzzy, happy situation.
可是耶稣的诞生 并不是一个非常温暖、非常高、非常欢乐的事情。
And it was definitely not what our culture has made Christmas to be today.
真正耶稣的诞生不是我们文化去把它演变成来这样的一件事情。
If you read in the Gospel of Luke, you find out that the land of Judah was oppressed by the Romans.
如果你看路加福音，你就知道犹大地是被罗马掌权的。
And while we read in the scriptures of a few people like the one centurion who was nice to the Jews, that was not the case.
但我们有时候读圣经会看到，有一些千夫长他们对犹大人非常好，不过在那时这个不是这样的。
Roman justice was arbitrary.
罗马的政治是非常的独端的。
If indeed it could be called justice at all.
如果它完全被可以再讲说这是一个政治的话。
And it was often brutal.
这个政权非常的血腥。
And let's face it, Mary had to make a trip all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem when she was 9 months pregnant.
我们必须要面对现实，玛利亚必须要从拿撒勒走到Bethlehem。伯利恒，从拿撒勒走到伯利恒，当她只有九个月怀孕而已。
So, I mean, you could ask my wife this morning how much she liked traveling when she was pregnant.
你可以问我的太太，她喜不喜欢旅游，当她怀孕的时候。
And we had a fairly nice car. She didn't have to ride on a donkey.
我们有一个很好车，她不需要骑一只驴子。
So it was not a nice situation in which Jesus was born.
所以耶稣诞生的时候并不是一个很好的条件。
And because of the fact that Mary had conceived her child as a result of the Holy Spirit, everyone questioned Jesus' legitimacy.
而且因为圣母玛利亚她是借着圣灵生出了耶稣，所以大家都在怀疑这件事情的合理性。
And when they got to Bethlehem, there was no room in the inn.
而且当他们到了伯利恒之后
，Jesus is
旅舍里面都没有房了。
Jesus was born into a stable.
耶稣在一个马槽被生下。
Right, I don't know how many of you have been in a stable before, but they don't smell good.
我不知道你们几个人有去过马槽，可是他们马槽里面都有臭气。
They're dirty.
非常脏。
Not exactly a place where you would want to have a baby.
马槽不是一个地方你想要怀下你的胎的地方。
And when Jesus was born, they didn't even have clothes to put him in, so they used grave clothes to wrap him with.
当基督诞生的时候，他们也没有衣服给耶稣穿，他们只好用死人的衣服缠绕在耶稣上面。
And so this kind of sets the background as to the kind of world that Jesus came.
这些事情都预设了这个耶稣诞生来时这个世界的条件。
Can we get the next slide, please?
下一页。
So as we think about Philippians this morning, and as we take this passage apart, verse 6 tells us Jesus, who was in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
所以当今天早上我们在看腓立比书，我们来分解腓立比书的时候，我们就看到
verse 6。
我们就看到腓立比书第六章写说，他本来有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神平等的地位。
Jesus had the entire universe at his disposal.
整个宇宙都在神的掌权下。
Before he was born, he was a king beyond what any king could ever even begin to imagine.
在耶稣诞生之前，他是无法被任何一个王所想象出来的。
He was in perfect fellowship with the Father.
他跟天父有一个完美的交通。
He had legions of angels who could serve him.
他有好几营的天使可以来侍奉他。
And yet, he chose to come and to live among us.
但是他决定要来跟我们同住。
In verse 6, it says that Jesus was in, it says, being in very nature God.
在腓立比书第六节说，他本来有神的形象。
The word that Paul uses when he writes this is not the common word that you would necessarily expect for being. The word that he uses is not the normal word that you would expect to find for being.
Paul 在这边写写 being 的时候，他这个 being 的意思不是我们想 being 的意思。
I mean, what this word describes is actually what a person is in their very nature, the essence of who they are that cannot be changed.
他这边写 being 这个他这个 being 的本性是指这个没有办法被改变的。
And so what Paul is saying is that that baby that was born in Bethlehem was essentially an unalterably God.
保罗在这个地方就讲说，这位在伯利恒被生下来的婴孩，他是完全的，而且是没有办法被改变的，他是神。
It's something that I can't even begin to fathom is how the God of the universe could in some way make himself a child.
有件事情我完全没有办法甚至去想的，就是宇宙的神他把他自己变成一个小朋友。
Next slide, please.
下一页。
But it Paul goes on. He says, he is in who in being in very nature God did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped.
保罗继续说，他本有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神平等的地位。
The translation here for the very nature of God, or some versions use the form of God, is important.
这个英文的翻译里面，它本有神的形象，里面这个 being 或是其他的用法是非常重要的。
There were two words that Paul could have used to describe this nature of who Jesus was.
在英文圣经的翻译里面说 ，being in the very nature of God。有两种说法都可以来解释神。
One of those words is morphe.
其中一个字叫做 morphe.
And the other is schema.
另外一个字叫 schema.
The morphe is that which never ever changes.
Morphe 的意思是一个无法也不会改变的东西。
Schema is that which can be altered from time to time due to circumstances.
Schema 是一个因为环境的变迁可以被改变的东西。
The idea of morphe is the fact that Jesus, this is who he was in his deepest essence.
Morphe 的观念是耶稣他就是一个这样无法被改变，他本质上就是。
And so Paul says in verses 6 and 7 that Jesus was unalterably God, but he was also unalterably man.
所以保罗这边在说耶稣他是一个没有办法被改变的神，也是没有办法被改变的人。
One of the things that the scriptures teach us that is difficult for us to understand is that Jesus was 100% God and 100% man.
圣经教导我们当中其中一个我们很难了解的观念，就是神他是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
We don't understand.
我们没有办法理解。
And yet God gave us an example of that.
但是神他给我们一个。神给我们一个范例。
In nature, we have light.
在自然界中，我们有光。
We know that light behaves as a wave.
我们知道光就像光的情境就是光波。
And light also behaves as a particle.
我们也知道光它的形，它也可以变成粒子。
Now, how can it be both?
那光怎么可以像波又像粒子？
It seems to be contradictory.
看起来是互不容的。
And yet it's a reality.
不过这是一个真实的事情。
And in the same way, Jesus is unalterably deity and unalterably man.
同样的，耶稣他是无法被改变的神，也是无法被改变的人。
Next slide, please. The importance of this is seen in what follows. Jesus, it says, made himself nothing.
这边想说, 耶稣倒空了自己。
Now, the word that he uses there is a word which means to pour out, that Jesus poured himself out.
保罗的用字这边代表说耶稣把他自己倒空了。Now,
I don't know how many of you have ever taken a pitcher and a glass of water and filled the glass with the pitcher.
我不知道你们当中有没有几个人用水桶还有玻璃杯用把水桶的水都倒到玻璃杯。
If I could have figured out some way to bring a pitcher and a glass of water in and not make a mess all over the stage and myself, I would have tried this.
如果我可以用一个水桶倒水到玻璃杯然后不要把事情搞砸我很想要试试看。
But picture a little tiny cup.
水桶是一个小小的杯子。
Go ahead.
No, can you say this whole thing?
Picture a little tiny cup and a great big pitcher. You know, cup and pitcher.
杯子是一个很小的杯子，水桶却是一个很大的水桶。
And imagine trying to take the entire contents of that great big pitcher and put the whole thing into the little tiny cup.
你想象把一个很大的水桶里面的水 的东西全都装到一个很小的杯子里。
That's the picture that Paul is drawing for us on what happened in the incarnation.
这个就是保罗给我们以神道世上道成肉身的形象。
Somehow the second person in the Trinity, the God of the universe, poured himself into the container of Jesus, the baby.
因为某些缘故，三位一体的第二位中来到了世上，把自己倒下来，成为了一个婴儿。
But not only did he put himself into human flesh, but he left behind the powers that he could have used himself as God and lived among us just as a man.
他不止进到了人体，他还放弃了他之前所拥有的，所像一个神一样变成了人。
And so the God who created the universe becomes a helpless tiny baby.
所以这位创造宇宙万物的神就变成一个没有人帮助。
A baby who wet himself and was hungry and who cried and who, you know, just a baby.
一个 baby 他会哭，然后他没有办法保护自己，就是一个 baby.
And he goes on and he says, taking the very nature of a servant, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
他就变成一个奴仆，然后以至于死，而且死在十字架上。
And so, when Jesus came and lived among us, he came as we, he lived as we do, he lived as a man.
当耶稣基督来到我们当中，他以一个人类的活着。
You remember that when Jesus began his ministry, the first thing he did was to be baptized, and the Holy Spirit came upon him.
当耶稣来到这个世界上开始做事工之前，他被受了洗，然后圣灵就临到他身上。And
everything that Jesus did when he walked among us as a human.
所有事情耶稣做的，当他在我们当中行走。
He did through the power of the Holy Spirit, not because he himself was God.
当他在我们当中行走，以一个人的身份的时候，他以圣灵做事。And
so he becomes a perfect example for us.
所以他变成一个完美的
He shows us that we too can live a life without sin.
他向我们显现，我们也可以过一个没有犯罪的生活。
He tells us in John 14 that the works that he did, we should be able to do also.
他在约翰福音14章说，他所做的事，我们也可以做。
And this is because he has returned to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit to live among us.
这是因为他已经回归天父，而且降下圣灵给我们。
And so when we think about what took place on Christmas so long ago, it's beyond any possible ability to really describe.
So
it's beyond our ability to
what we play on Christmas.
When we think about what happened on Christmas so many years ago.
So when we think about what happened on Christmas so many years ago. So when we think about what happened on Christmas so many years ago.
And I know I've probably done an inadequate job of explaining it.
我大概不能好好的解释。
But when Jesus came, he came into a broken, sinful, pain-filled life in order to bring us to God.
但当耶稣来的时候，他来到一个破碎、充满犯罪的生命， 因为他想要把我们带回天主。
Can we get the next slide?
下一页。
You know, God never intended for pain and suffering to come into the world.
神他从来都不想要疼痛还有受苦来到这个世界。
All of that came as a result of sin and sinful people.
这些痛还有这些受苦都是因为罪。
Humans turn away from God to pursue their selfish purposes.
人避了神，去追求他们属肉的快乐。
But because God loved us so much, Jesus was willing to come into the world and to save us, to pay the penalty that was due us.
神因为他太爱世人，所以他愿意来到这个世界，来付这个罪的代价。
And because what Jesus did on the cross, and because He rose from the dead, we have the hope of eternal life.
因为耶稣被钉了十字架，还有他。复活了，我们对生命，我们对永恒的生命就有盼望。
Even when our circumstances around us seem to be horrible and collapsing and miserable, we know that God is with us.
当我们的环境看起来很不好，当我们的环境看起来已经四面倒塌，我们知道神是与我们同在的。
Saint Paul tells us in Romans 8 that God causes every circumstances to work together for good.
保罗在罗马书八章说。神让万事互相效益，叫爱神的人得益处。
Not that the circumstances themselves are good.
不是这个环境本身是好的。
But God can redeem them in order to bring the knowledge of His love and His glory to us.
但神可以赎回这个环境，然后把他的知识还有他的荣耀带下来给我们。
Well, what happened back in Brooklyn in 1954?
所以在 Brooklyn。1954年的时候，到底发生了什么
？Well, the pastor and his wife were able to have their Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve.
所以这位牧师跟他的太太有办法在圣诞节前夕有一个聚会。
The church was almost full.
教会将近满了。
The music was wonderful.
音乐很好。
I'm assuming the sermon must have been okay too.
我在猜这个讲道应该也不错。
And at the end of the service, the pastor went to the back of the church to greet people as they left.
在聚会结束后，这个牧师走到后面去走到后面去跟别人道安。
Many of the people who came to visit that Christmas Eve said that they'd come back.
很多去聚会的人都说他们还会再回来。
But one of the older men that was at the service that night continued to sit in the pew.
但是其中一个比较老的人，他继续坐在椅子上。
And he sat there staring for so long, the pastor was beginning to wonder if he was going to leave.
他在那边空望着前面，牧师开始在想他到底会不会离开。
So he went up and began to talk to the man.
所以他走去开始跟那位老人讲话。
The man asked him where he got the tablecloth on the front wall.
那位老人问他说：“你这个桌布。”前面这块桌布是从哪里来的
？He said it was identical to one his wife had made so many years ago.
他说跟我太太好几年前做的是一样的。
He said that they'd lived in Austria, and when the Nazis came, they'd become separated, and he wound up in a concentration camp.
他说他们曾经住在澳大利亚，然后他们被分离了，住在到了集中营。
And he said, you know, is it possible that there could be two such beautiful tablecloths?
他说这两件。两件桌布同时存在，这是有可能的吗
？So as they continued to talk, you know, the pastor heard how this man had not seen his wife for 9 years.
当这个老人继续讲，这个牧师了解说，这个老人已经不见到他的太太有九年了。
So on that Christmas Eve, the pastor asked the man if he'd like to take a little ride.
在圣诞夜的时候，他问这位老人，你想不想要坐一趟我的车？
So they drove to Staten Island to the same house where the pastor had driven the woman home from her job that day.
所以他们就开到 Staten Island 这个地方，就是当天这位牧师将那个妇女送回去的地方。
He helped the man up the stairs to the apartment where he'd taken the woman.
他们帮助这位老人走上阶梯。
Knocked on the door.
敲了门。
And he saw the greatest reunion he'd ever seen in his life.
他看了他有史以来最好的团聚。
Next slide, please.
下一页。
You know, God was in this.
然后神在一切当中。
You may ask yourself, why did God do things this way?
你可能会问自己，为什么神会这样做事？
I don't have a good answer for that.
我没有一个好的答案。
But God redeems the sinful events that we live in order to bring about a greater good.
但是神将我们当中不好的事情赎回，让我们可以来做为他做更好的事情。
It's true that Christmas is about our salvation.
圣诞节是为了我们的救赎，这是真的。
But it's equally true that it's about the God who has been seeking us since the beginning to bring us back to Himself.
但这也是因为神这位有自始以来就有的神，他为了将我们带回，这完全是也是真的。
You know, we may ask the question, you know, why don't we hear more stories like this one?
我们可能会问，为什么我没有听过？我为什么没有听更多像这样的故事？
My guess is there are a lot more like that.
我猜其实有更多像这样的故事。
But people don't talk about them enough.
但是人们不常常讲述这些故事。
Next slide, please.
下一页。
The whole point of the theological discussion of who Jesus is in the passage we've looked at this morning, goes back to the previous context.
整个关于神学的讨论，关于圣诞节的讨论，都是在我们，都是在我们现在所要看的这个地方。
In verse 5, Paul began that section by saying, your attitude should be the same as that which is in Christ Jesus.
在第五章，保罗说，你们的态度要像神一样。
And he's speaking to Christians here.
他现在正在对基督徒讲述。
Our attitude should be the same as that which is in Christ Jesus.
我们的心当以基督的心为心。
And the way he describes that attitude in verses 3 and 4 is that we should do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility regard others as more important than ourselves.
他是怎么解释我们当以基督的心为心呢？是在第三节，不要自私自利，也不要贪图虚荣，只要谦卑，看别人比自己强。
How do we regard other people as more important than ourselves?
我们要怎么谦卑看别人比自己强呢？
Like Jesus, we empty ourselves out and we are willing to enter into the pain and the suffering and the hurts of the world to bring his love.
就像耶稣，我们把自己倒空，并且愿意走到这个世界的痛苦去。
Next slide. You know, a lot of what if questions come up. What if, you know, people like this pastor took the time to notice an old lady running after a bus?
很多如果的问题就会出现。如果这个牧师发现一个妇女在坐公车，然后坐在等公车，赶不上公车。
I mean, the pastor had just gone from being really depressed about the church looking badly to having this beautiful wall hanging to make his service take place.
这位牧师先从非常的难过，非常失望，因为没有这块桌布，到得到这块桌布变得非常喜乐的时候。
I mean, after all, wasn't the pastor in Brooklyn to establish a church?
因为最后当然这个教会是这个 Brooklyn 人的牧师开始的。
Wasn't he there to, you know, preach the gospel to all the people in that neighborhood?
他不是都在那边要跟所有的社区的人讲述福音吗？
Well, the answer, of course, is yes.
答案当然是是的。
But he was also there as God's instrument to bring this old woman and this old man back together after 9 years of being apart.
但是他也同时是神的工具，将这位老妇人还有这位老先生重新再带回一起。
Who knows? Maybe from an eternal perspective, one day we will find out that was the primary reason that God had them in Brooklyn.
谁知道？当然想说，有一天我们可能会发现。这是神最主要的原因，将它放在 Brooklyn 这个地区。
God takes the little bitty things and he uses them to create great glory for himself.
神把小事变成能彰显他荣耀的大事。
And to bring joy into our lives as well.
把喜乐也带到我们生命中。
So because the pastor saw a woman who missed a bus, he had compassion on her and invited her in where she could be warm.
因为这个牧师看到这位错失公车的妇女，她对她动了慈心，就把她邀请到教会里。
And he also, you know, decided that because this woman was willing to let him keep this tablecloth that she had made, he would drive her home instead of make her take the bus.
然后他又因为这位女子决定让她继续拥有这一块桌布，所以他就要
If she'd just gotten on the bus, he would have had no idea how to reunite the two of them again.
如果这个牧师又只是让这个女的坐公车回去的话, 他们夫妻可能就不能再重逢。
And what if the pastor had been so eager to get home and celebrate Christmas himself, he just put his arm around the old man and said, well, it's time to go, it's nice that you came today.
如果这个牧师他当时就急着想要回去庆祝他的圣诞夜，他可能就只会 抱着这个老先生说，我很好，今天看到你很好。
But because he was, you know, available to be used of God and was watching what God might be doing, he was able to see a miracle take place.
但是他愿意被神用，而且他看见了神的功，所以神迹就发生了。
You know, what if we, like the shepherds on the first Christmas, went out and really began to tell people about stories like this and stories about who Jesus really is?
如果我们就像牧羊人般的，在圣诞节的时候，我们出去向人讲述这个故事，还有向神讲述耶稣是谁的话，
Who knows how God might use you?
谁知道神会怎样的使用你？
Next slide.
下一页。
And I'm almost done.
我快要结束了。
So, my question now is, what will you do?
我的问题是你会做什么？
You know, Christmas is one of the few times of the year when people are thinking about spiritual things, and especially about Jesus.
圣诞节是少数的，在一年当中几个节日，人会想一些属灵的事情。I
mean, you can't get around. I mean, even with all the commercialism, you can't get around Christmas without talking about Christ.
即使到处都是广告，你不能过圣诞节，但不讲神。And
it's a time when people are willing to talk about Christ as well.
这是一个时候，人们会愿意来讲神。
And we also have the additional factor of the fact that many people are feeling emptiness that comes from thinking that the materialism of Christmas will make them happy, when in reality it won't.
我们有其他的原因，就是人们觉得，这个圣诞节的物质会满足他们，可是其实不会。
Even if you get that new iPhone 6, there's still going to be an emptiness in your heart that only God can fill.
即使你得到那个新的iPhone 6, 你的心里还是会有一块只有神可以
And so I encourage you this morning to be in prayer for your colleagues and your friends and your co-workers and your neighbors.
So, 我来鼓励你, English to pray for.
Pray for them.
我来鼓励你为你的邻居朋友同事来祷告。
And as you pray for them, ask God for open doors to begin to share with them.
当你为他们祷告的时候，求神来打开向他们传福音的门。
And spend some time listening.
然后花一些时间去倾听,
listening to God,
倾听神,
listening to people that you are in conversation with,
倾听你在, 对话的人,
because as you listen and as you watch, you may see God doing something like bringing an old woman and an old man together.
因为当你在倾听, 你在看的时候, 你可能会看到神将一个老太太老先生重逢。
And finally, you know, praise God for just his wonderful goodness and grace that he shows in so many ways.
最后向神显现我们的 祝福还有恩典来献上感谢。
Last slide, please. What's Christmas really all about?
圣诞节的真谛到底是什么？
Well, it's really all about God and his glory.
这其实都是完全是神还有他的荣耀。
The passage in Philippians that we looked at this morning ended with verses 10 and 11.
在腓立比书我们今天看的这一段, 在10章还有11章结束。
It says, Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
10章11章说，使天上地上和地底下的一切因着耶稣的名都要屈膝，并且口里承认耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归给父神。Christmas
is all about the glory of God.
圣诞节的真意完全是神的荣耀。Encourage
you to enter into that glory this Christmas.
我来鼓励你们进入这个荣耀，在这次的圣诞节中。
Let's pray.
来祷告。